Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. I'm here to tell you, if you want motivation in your life, get momentum again. Set 3 goals you're going to do every single day. So start your day, get connected and fired up to that thing that you are fighting for. Who are you fighting for? What is needed from you today? Really connect with that. Feel it. Allow it to come in your body. And then ask yourself, what must happen today? What are the 3 things that must happen today? And do those first. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Man, you didn't lose your motivation. You lost your focus on what you're fighting for. 2 completely different things. People always say, well, Brendan, I lost my motivation. I'm like, you didn't lose your motivation. You forgot to show up in the morning, look and think and feel, what is it you are fighting for? See, you just show up and sometimes you check your inbox and you look on social media or you listen to that podcast or even you do your workout, but you're not thinking and obsessing, what is it I'm fighting for in my life right now? Or who is it I am fighting for? Because if you begin your day grounded in what you find to be purposeful, meaningful, important, fulfilling, and you say, what is it I'm fighting for? Why am I showing up? Why is it necessary that I deliver with excellence today? And you really emotionally get connected to something. That's the challenge. People are losing their motivation because they're not emotionally connected to anything. Outside of like the outrage on social media, outside of the outrage of the news, they're losing that fire inside that wants to build something, create something, deliver something, overcome something. So now they're just focused on everybody else. And the real thing is they didn't lose their motivation. They got distracted. Two different things. Right? If you're really connected with what you are doing and why you are doing it and who you are doing it for specifically, everything changes and you'll overcome even the distractions. You know, we completed the world's largest study of high performers worldwide with data points of over 2 million people from 190 countries around the world. And when we polled and we found out who those high performers were, the people who had the longest term success, there was no question at all that they tend to be focusing on one person or maybe their team or maybe their financial situation. They were focused on like one or two things for the reason that they were doing things. And it wasn't like, I'm going to change the world. And they had some big, you know, esoteric, dreamy kind of thing. They're like, you know what? I got to make the rent. You know what? I got to buy this new thing. You know what? I want to build this team. You know what? I want to build this business. You know what? I got to get my art out here. I'm fighting for that. But they were fighting for one specific thing, maybe two, but it was so specific. And they were starting their day connecting with that thing. You know, many of you all know my story when I started as a writer and an online trainer, totally broke, totally busted, living in my girlfriend's apartment, had nothing. And I had to look at her every day and remind myself, I'm fighting for our future here. Because there were plenty of days I was down on myself, plenty of days I didn't feel like it. It doesn't matter if you feel like it. Look, if you don't feel like it, then it's your job to make yourself feel like it. If you don't feel like it, it's your job to fire yourself up. If you don't feel like it, it's time to sit and think, okay, what is important to me? What really can I connect to and feel in my heart is important for me to go and do? Because you deserve to do something important with your day. But you'll never do it if you keep starting your day in so much distraction and consuming everybody else's will and desires and opinions and judgments. You've got to start that day so anchored to what is important that motivation isn't even an issue the rest of the day. And that's what I do every morning. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about what is the thing I'm so passionate about right now. And it's not like every day I'm like, yay, here we go. It's like, I got to really think about it. Because, you know, otherwise the tasks, the other activities, the things I'm supposed to do come in. But I got to go, what am I fighting for real? What's important for me now? Why do I need to deliver with excellence? Well, because you know what? I care about my family and my future. I care about my students. I care about showing my excellence. I care about my art. So here we go. And I get deeply and emotionally connected to what I am doing in the morning right off the bat. That changes everything. Second, I avoid distractions completely. I mean, I literally avoid almost all distractions. Even if I'm gonna go do email, email isn't something I check into once in a while throughout the day. I'm not standing in line checking into Instagram once in a while. That's not what I'm doing. If I'm going to do social media, there's a time that I've blocked. That's when social media is gonna happen. If I'm gonna do email, I've blocked that time. That's when that's gonna happen. Otherwise, I'm focusing on the major activities that are moving my life forward. One reason people lack motivation is because they lack momentum toward the matter. It's not that they're not getting things done. I mean, if you look at them, they got plenty of busy work in their life. You know, look at all the busy work they got. They're actually accomplishing a ton of things. They're doing a ton of things. They looked at 500 posts today, answered 100 emails, kicked out 50 slides, created 20 things, had 10 phone calls. They're busy, but often they're busy doing work that means nothing to them. They're busy reacting, not creating. And so they're losing that sense of momentum overall towards things that are fulfilling to them. And because they're losing that, now they get even more bogged down in distraction because they don't feel good. I'm here to tell you, if you want motivation in your life, get momentum again. Set 3 goals you're gonna do every single day. So start your day, get connected and fired up to that thing that you are fighting for. Who are you fighting for? What is needed from you today? Really connect with that, feel it, allow it to come in your body. And then ask yourself, what must happen today? What are the 3 things that must happen today? And do those first. Knock those out. Focus on those before you do the phone calls, before you do the tweets, before you answer the things, before you look on Instagram. Before you browse, get done what is important for the day. That momentum will fire you up, and then you'll start taking on better and bigger and more appropriate and right and motivating projects for yourself versus just becoming a consumer. You want more motivation? Create new things that move your life forward, whatever that is. If that's a pitch, a presentation, a phone call, an idea to your colleagues at work, something that you're gonna propose to the world, whatever you're going to do, it is necessary to get connected in the morning, set those goals, knock them out of the way. That momentum will bring the fire back in. You didn't lose your motivation, you lose your focus on what matters the most. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and
And they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.